Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. And how beautiful it is today in this February, on this February day. I just came back from a beautiful run and exercise. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous day here in Toronto. The sun is shining bright. You know, we haven't been hit hard too much with winter here. You know, sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. I mean, you need to have a little bit of, you know, balance in the weather. But hey, we have extremes. Like last week at this time was like ice cold. Now it's like, you know, super, super nice. And it's like spring. All the birds were out again. Like they're coming out and they're saying, hey, I think it's spring. It's time to build a nest. Not just yet. But anyways, this podcast is all about vinyl records, collecting, selling, trading, whatever you want to do with them. This is the podcast for you. And thank you for listening. I'm coming around my 290th podcast. I can't believe I've done so many of these. And I really like to thank all you out there that, you know, have sent me little notes that you listen to podcasts and you love the podcast. That really motivates me, you know. And, you know, this isn't a podcast where I'm asking for something to buy something. It's just, you know, I want to see you successful in your record business. And whatever advice I can give you, you could always reach out to me too at my email at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. And of course, I'm on Facebook at Power Records One on Facebook. And of course, we have many sites that we sell on as well too, that I sell my vinyl on. And I really appreciate my customers. You know, one thing I learned, I watched the Jeff Bezos biopic last week. And the one thing that struck me about that movie, if you get a chance, see it. It's available everywhere on streaming networks. But if you get a chance to see it, one thing that really struck me was his passion, his obsession with pleasing the customer. He focused basically that if you focus on the customer and you focus on whatever it is, whether you're trading, buying, selling records, whatever it is that you're selling, you focus on the customer and they will come back and you will grow your business. And I think that's exactly what he did and how he's now a multi-billionaire. And it's just, it makes a lot of sense to me. You know, you got to remember, you know, the customers are the ones that are paying you, you know, and, you know, as you are working for somebody or working for yourself, you should treat your customer with the utmost respect and loyalty. And I learned this and I believe this solely. I think you should treat them very well. Don't be too, you know, hard on your customers and don't think that they don't know what they're doing, because they do know what they're doing. You know, you get the odd customer out there that is difficult, but that's just the way business is. But I thought it was really, it was empowering listening to that. And it makes a lot of sense if you are opening up your record business, whatever you're doing, selling records, focus on the customer, you know, treat the customer as number one, be there for them all the time. And that's what I learned from that biopic that I watched last week, and that you could apply in your vinyl record business, right, folks? So I hope that you are doing well with that this year in 2023. I got a question from a listener, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, and they asked me, do I test my records? Do I test my records? And beautiful question to ask, you know. And I don't test every record. Now, here's what I do, basically, you know, because I have thousands of records in inventory that I sell, and it'd be impossible for me to test every one. You know, I know some people, what they do is they flip it on the tier table, you know, and they give it a 30-minute spin, and if it's okay, they sell it. Well, even that can be time consuming for me, especially with me selling on so many platforms. I just don't have the time to do that. So number one, what I do is I rely on the seller, the person I'm buying for, that they're accurately listing the record at the grading that they're saying. And of course, it takes a while to build trust in people. But I have my people that I buy from that are pretty, you know, they're right on. And what they say, if the record is very good plus, it pretty much is. I rely on that, you know, if when I buy my records and I sell those records. I also look visually at the record. If the record has no minor scratches, no real smudges, I think it is near perfect to play. If I do see evidence in that, yes, I will give it a turn because, you know, you can suspect it might skip and might pop and you don't want that. You know, your customer still may buy it, but you should reach out to them and say, you know what, I do hear some ticks here and I just want to reach out to you and let you know if you want to still buy it or not and so on, right? So you got to be honest and upfront. But no, I don't listen to every single record that I buy. What I do sometimes when I'm packaging up records, when I'm shipping records, for instance, and maybe it takes me a couple hours each time I do this, I flip on some records and I listen to the ones I buy, and that's the time when you can do it. Or if you have spare time, you know, where you're on a Sunday, you want to lie back and listen to five or six records, then that's the time to do it. But no, I don't normally do that unless there is an issue that I see. You know, it's something that really, that... you know, you get some people that say they listen to every record, which is fine. I mean, do I believe that? Maybe not 100%, but some people do that, and they maybe, you know, give a little more detailed description of the record when they list it because they know exactly where it pops, or, you know, it pops on song three. There is a blemish on the record that you can hear it, you know, that type of thing. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. In fact, that is pretty darn good if you do that, because you're giving an accurate description of the record to the person. You know, there's been a lot of difference in the platforms and selling platforms lately, in Etsy, in eBay, in Amazon, and on Discogs, on Music Stacks, on Bonanza. I sell on all those platforms, and I've noticed, you know, Etsy, man, that seems to be the platform that is growing big time, folks. And I urge you to, you know, if you are having a couple hundred records that you want to list, you know, I would look at selling on Etsy. It seems to be the in thing, you know, and that's how eBay was years ago. It was the in thing, and it's kind of died, you know. Amazon will never, ever be off the charts. It'll always be number one for selling, and it's never going to change. That's my opinion. I don't think it's ever going to die. So that's the number one platform you should be listing on. But don't hesitate to push a lot of your products on Etsy, because it seems to be trending like more. I've sold more and more on that platform than I expected, and I think a lot of eyes are going to that. It's kind of like a neat, you know, the way they do their products and they line up on the sites, and it really is, you know, it gives you a clear picture of the products, and you could put videos on there, and it seems a lot easier to use than a lot of the other platforms. So have a look at that. If you want to know a little bit more about Etsy, you know, about selling on Etsy, give a shout out to me, and I'll give you a little blurb on what I see and what I've done there. And, you know, I sold about 3,000 records between Etsy and Amazon last year, and about 1,000 of those were on Etsy. So that tells you something, and I didn't expect to do that. So if you need some help with this, just reach out to me whenever you want. You know, folks, watching the Grammys over a couple days ago, you know, another inspiring thing for me, seeing all these artists come out and, you know, selling their music, and I'm sure they're making tons and tons of money because, you know, there is a lot more people listening to music. There's a lot more areas where you can download, buy music, whether it's on vinyl, whether it's on CD, whether it's downloaded music. And the artists are, don't fool yourself, the artists are making more than they did in the old days, because old days were just vinyl. Well, although, you know, with the vinyl being coming up again, you know, in terms of selling, they are making money with vinyl as well too. But it was inspiring to watch that, you know, you and me, that provide vinyl records and selling vinyl records to people, we provide a service too, and that service is music. You know, I'd like to change my logo, actually, that our service is music, our our product as vinyl. You know, I'm just thinking of things because, you know, vinyl music has really changed the lives of a lot of people. It gets to people out of depression. It gets people, you know, thinking positively. It's a celebration of life. It's a celebration of death. And that's where you hear music. Music is everywhere, right? It does so much. So the product of providing, you're not just providing an LP. You're providing a service to somebody. And that's the way I see it. So you're doing a lot of good selling LPs, whether it's LPs or CDs that you sell. And I think it's a great thing that we're doing, yeah, because we're putting people in good moods. We're even making people feel better. It's actually healthy to listen to music as well, too. Now, let's go to vinyl. Like, I think vinyl is a full product, and it's a complete product. It's a complete music product. I think a downloaded song is only a partial part of the product. You know, you get the song and you get it on your phone and that's it. Whereas vinyl, you get the complete package. You get the cover, you get the vinyl to look at, you get the lyrics, the inside sleeve, you get the poster that may be in there, you get the story of the song, you get the picture of the band that's on there. So it's the complete package. So I think by selling vinyl, you are selling the complete package, folks. The music package and the visual mood that you're putting people in. It's just something that I thought about while watching the Grammys is, you know, these guys provide great service to people, you know, providing music. You and I provide the full package by providing the vinyl record and the music to people out there. And I think it's a great thing, folks. And I just want to end off my podcast with that positive note. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. Great talking to you. Have an awesome week, month, year. Talk to you soon and keep collecting those vinyl records.